Hello?
Hi, Colton. How are you? I wasn't sure if you were still working. I figured he's probably still working, so I figured I'd call you back later.
I got another call. Had to go give another bid.
Well, good for you. So that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Hey, at least you're getting, you know, you're getting some calls to get some bids in. I mean, that's a good sign, right?
Yeah, this is a pretty big job, too, so I'll jump right on that. Come down and get my
No
bed,
way.
So.
Hey, well, I'm gonna say a little prayer for you there on that one.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. I wasn't trying to cut short earlier, just like I said, I was there with the customer, but let's get down to the pricing. What's this going to cost?
Okay. So what I was, after I was looking through the notes and everything real briefly, I would recommend for you is our Platinum package because that's the one that includes both Google and Facebook marketing. However, the way that we do things here, we've set it where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program with no contract, so you're not charged per call, per job, or per click. Now, this package, we offer it to you at $249 a month with a $99 one-time setup fee. So it's $348 to get it started. $249 every month after that. What we implement from that $249, we're going to actually allocate $100 of it to your Facebook ads that we're managing. So you're not incurring the cost per click because we're managing the Facebook ads on our end. What I would recommend is that if we do that, that you're not running Facebook ads because now you're investing more money and it can hurt you more instead of helping you. Okay? Because I know you mentioned you're doing both Google and Facebook ads, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't. And that's the thing, too. Like, I don't know a whole lot about advertising. I just kind of went on there and figured out how to put ads on Facebook and how to do ads on Google. And, like, I'm a hands-on type of person. I get out here and work my ass off. But when it comes to getting on the computer, I mean, I built my own website and stuff like that. But, I'm not the best at the electronic stuff.
Well, listen. Give yourself some credit. You've done a good job so far in what you've done. I mean, honestly, I've seen websites that other business owners have built, and I get it. That's not your specialty, right? But for the most part, you've done a good job so far. You know, Colton, if you wanted us just to kind of throw it out there, right? Let's say you wanted us to manage your Facebook ads and your Google ads, right? We do offer a package. It's $549 a month, $99 setup fee. Okay, so that package is $648 to get it started, and then you pay $549 every month after. From the $549, we're going to take $300 of that, and we're going to allocate it to your Google ads that we're managing. Okay, again, you don't incur cost per click. Google ads is what's going to help you target specific zip codes, counties, mile radius. I mean, you can run them however you prefer, right? We can direct them that when they click on it, either they call you or they go straight to your website. So $300 of the $549 goes to your Google ads, okay? And then what's left over is the $249. We're going to take $100 of that, and we're going to allocate it to your Facebook ads that we are managing. So, again, if you even went with this package, I'm going to tell you, don't run your Google ads or your Facebook ads because it's going to hurt you more than help you, and you're spending more money because we would just be managing it for you. And we handle it all so that way you can focus on your jobs. Part of this package as well, with any of our packages, is directory submission of Yelp and Apple Maps. We ensure that your website's always attached where your business is being promoted. And then we also cover the mobile platform, which means anyone who performs a search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet can also find you on the first page of Google. With the local map, you get up to, I believe it's 14 keywords or search terms. With the Google ads, you can, I think it's up to 50 from what I understand, on the Google ads as far as keywords.
All right.
And we do focus on the ones that are the most beneficial for you. So you can change them at any time because we know sometimes, too, like your focus changes, right, on your services. You might need more of one service because you already have plenty for the remainder of the season, right, on the other. So we make all the changes for you. We have a team that's managing your account. They are dedicated to your account. Management, optimization, when you need to run promotions, change your content. You can actually do it also through your client dashboard, but you have the assistance of our account management team, and I feel like you would probably want to spend more time focusing on your jobs than having to put your hands on everything, right? Because it could be a little bit overwhelming, I think, you know? But that's basically what you would be looking at. And as I mentioned, our programs are month to month. There's no contracts. So we're not going to charge you per call, per job, or per click. And those rates will be the same. So, you know, and that's whether you're with the 6 months or 6 years. You know, it's still going to be the same rate.
So essentially, if I set this up, like, it'll help me as far as, like, somebody looks up lawn care or landscaping on Google.
Yep.
It's going to help me show up there on the list faster.
Absolutely. Easier. And what I'm also going to do, too, is I'm going to encourage you, and we help you in this way. We encourage you to get more reviews because it's the modern day word of mouth, right? People get to read more about the quality of work that you do, and it makes them more inclined. How we simplify it for you, Colton, is we create you this tiny URL. You could text it, email it to your clients, ask them to click on it and leave you a review. They don't even have to, like, comment. Just put 5 stars. I encourage it even if you've done work for family members, okay? You've done work for them. Tell them to leave you a review. You've done the work. Leave me a review. They don't have to say, oh, my nephew or my cousin. You know what I mean? Just say, hey, you know, Colton or, you know, AMX Lawn and Landscape came out, did a great job, was satisfied, or just leave 5 stars. I encourage that with anybody that has a Google Business profile. And that's how we help you in that way, too. And you don't have to take our word on any of this, that the program is working, because we're going to give you a customized tracking and reporting system. We want you to track your results and not just be taking our word for it that it's working. So you can view how many times you came up in the search results, where they performed the location of the search, how many phone calls you received. You're going to be able to track all of that through your customized tracking and reporting system. So we handle it all for you. Okay.
Now, when you do the ads, how do you do the ads?
So, like, with the Google ads.
You do Facebook ads and stuff.
Facebook ads, let me tell you. Facebook ads, if someone, like with the Facebook ads, right, you can run promotions on them. Like, let's say you want to do a promotion for the spring or maybe, like, you know, I don't know, Easter Bunny promotion, whatever you want to call it, right?
I didn't so much mean like that. What I was meaning was, like, so obviously, like, I have my own Facebook account where I do my ads
right
from. So if you guys are doing the ad, I'm assuming you guys go under your own profile and run an ad with my name on it. How does that work?
Great question. I'll tell you how it works. So you have a Facebook business page, right? That's what you have. You just haven't connected it to your website, okay? So what you're going to do, we are not owners. You continue to keep full ownership of your Google business profile and full ownership of your Google, of your Facebook business profile. All you would do is add us on as managers, so that way we can optimize the Google business profile page, maintain it on that first page, monitor your keywords and your search terms, right, and the ads that we're running. Now, with Facebook, we're not going to do your posting on your Facebook page. We're just doing the management of your Facebook ads. Okay, the Facebook ads, we're going to create them up in the content that you want. You can even add, I believe you can even put, have us put like a 2 or 3 second video on there. You let us know what photo you want on there, like what caption, like what click to call action you want on it. And with Facebook ads, we could target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. So you could also be specific to the areas that you want to target too.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm interested. I'd like to try it and see how it goes. You said first about that $250 or so a month, wasn't it?
Yeah, so the first package that we talked about, the platinum one, that one does not include the Google ads. That one is Google Local Map first page, Bing Local, Facebook ads. It's also going to include the directories of Yelp and Apple Maps. If you already have a profile like on Yelp, we won't create you a new one. We'll just make sure that we update it if we're updating your info. And then it includes the mobile platform.
Yeah, Apple.
Yeah, so we'll create you one if you don't have one. Now, that package is $249 a month with a $99 setup fee. So it's actually $348 would be to get it started. And then you pay $249 every month after that with no contracts. So this one doesn't, this is the only one that doesn't include the Google ads. Okay. So if you wanted to start with this one, you can.
I'd rather try that first. And
yeah, of course.
If it performs well and it seems worth it, then maybe I'll bump it up to the other one.
Listen, at any time, Colton, you could always add in the Google Ads at any time. But let me ask you this. How's it been so far with the Google Ads? Like, what's your experience been with them since you've been running them?
I haven't been running them that long, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So,
okay.
It's just kind of getting to this time of the year where season's really kicking off. So.
And they could be a little tricky. And
I don't really know if I have them set up right or, you know.
Yeah.
I started getting some insights sent to me, like a weekly email from them that, you know,
okay.
It seems like there's a lot of activity, a lot of people viewing the ad.
But not enough
A lot of people
clicks.
Viewing the website.
But not enough clicks.
They're clicking on it. They're viewing the website, but I haven't really had many people call yet, put it that way, you know.
Especially yeah.
Tire kickers call me, you know. Nobody that actually committed to, hey, come out. Give me a bid,
yeah.
Just more or less question.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. What's the best?
But I mean, like I said,
you?
We're in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's kind of
and the weather.
Winter's almost over. So.
Best
email for me is AMX.
Uh huh.
Lawn L A W N.
Mhm.
Landscape AMX Lawn Landscape at gmail.com.
Perfect. Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I know what you mean. You know, we're in California, right? So it's like our weather right now. I was just telling my husband this morning, I said, I've been trying to declutter the house, right? I do it every year. You know what I mean? If he's not using this stuff and it's been sitting there for 2 years, get rid of it. We even have like a storage trailer. And I'm not even joking. One time his cousin and I did a garage sale last year. And not to get off subject, but I ordered a dumpster, so I start dumping stuff. Like, what is this? Trash. Do you know when he came back from dialysis, he happened to walk by there. I threw one of our grandson's truck. It was broken pieces. He's like, hey, why are you throwing this away? I go, would you quit dumpster diving and get out of there? Go in the house. He's like, did you just sell my speakers? I said, I sure did. You got 3 cars. How many speakers do you need? How many speaker boxes? Because they each have a speaker box. So how many do we need?
Oh,
it was
boy.
Just like, so I've been trying to do a garage sale, but I can't because it's been raining. And we got rain again this weekend. I'm like, oh my Lord, can I just get one day where a Saturday that doesn't rain and I have nothing to do that I could just do a garage sale and just throw everything out there? Like, I don't care. $1, $2, just get rid of it. You can get rid of it a lot faster, you know? But, yeah, so our weather is very bipolar right now. Are you really? Oh, my gosh.
Well,
so I just
rains for like the next 6 or 7 days.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. I just sent you 2 emails right now while we've been talking, Colton. Now, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and the first one's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. And I put that the price is $249 month-to-month with a one-time $99 setup fee, okay? And everything that's included in that package. The second one will be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. And all that does is it gives you an overview of the reporting system so that you have an idea of how the reports will look. So when you're tracking your results with us, okay?
Right.
So I sent you that. Now, let me ask you this. Do you have about 10 or 15 minutes? I know you're driving to go do another bid, right?
Yeah, I've got a bit yet before I get there, so.
Okay, okay. I just want to make sure because I definitely want to respect your time too, okay? So on this phone number that you and I are speaking on, you can also receive text messages on this phone number?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to send you these 2 text messages. I know you're driving. I want you to be safe, but if you hear your little beep or something, that'll at least confirm you received them. The first text, it's going to have my contact information. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I like for you to have my information for your records, okay? And it's at the bottom of the emails, too. So this first one's going to say,
okay.
Hi, this is Nadine Medina, okay? Now, the second text, it's going to have the number to our customer service department. Anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. And as you know, you're 3 hours ahead of us. So we're always here for you 10 to 7, Monday through Friday. Okay? I'm going to highly encourage you, when you're not driving, save that 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash. So that way you always have our phone number. Okay? So I'm going to suggest that you save it under your contacts. Now, my phone number is the same, just my extension is 623. Okay?
All right.
Now, Colt, you spell your name Colton like C-O-L-T-O-N?
No, it's K-O-L-T-O-N, the first name.
Oh, so you have the unique spelling. Okay.
That's right.
I like that. Okay, and Colton, what's your last name? This is just for the account here with us.
Last name is Cons. Now, this one is a C, C-O-N-Z. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I almost put an S. KC, do they ever call you KC for short?
I used to get called KC when I was in school, but.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I currently see, and I'm just going to be verifying information with you because it's very important for me to make sure that you're listed accurately. Right now, I see the company name. It reads on Google as AMX in all caps. Lawn, Anfirstand, which is that and symbol, Landscape, LLC. That's how it should show, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure. Now, did you PIN verify it at the Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania, the zip code 17740? Is that where you had PIN verified it?
Yeah, that's my... My business location, it's also my house and stuff, yeah.
Oh, okay. So like your home office? Like a home office, they call it? Okay. All right. Great.
Yep.
All right. And I think you mentioned earlier you were using the Angies, right? How's that working? How are you doing with them?
Well, I actually got this job that I'm going down to bid off of them, but I mean, it's all right, but like I just got a call earlier, for example, because I haul junk and stuff like that off too, or stones, mulch, whatever. I got a notification from them earlier, so I took it, I called the lady, and she, of course, she's like a real, you know, excuse my language, a belligerent ass, you know.
Really?
At first, I'm like, whoa, I just got a lead to give you a call off of here, you know, and she was like, oh, okay, and then it was about like calling off like a pile of junk or something, and I was like, I guess it was for an 8, but she like, I was really nice to her. She hung up on me like mid-conversation. But
no way.
The unfortunate side to the way that they do it is, you know, they charged me $20 to talk to a lady that didn't even want to talk to, you know. Yeah. It was like,
when
I called her, her response was almost like, why are you calling me? And I'm like, I kind of need to call you.
You know
what else are you supposed
to
say?
I've had someone tell me that in the past that, you know, like, because we work with a lot of their clients, I'll be honest with you. We're not associated with them, but we do work with a lot of their clients. And I've had some tell me that they've called someone. One guy got like totally screamed at by this lady. And he's like, listen, I'm just calling because I received a lead, you know, with your information asking XYZ. And she's like, I wasn't asking for any of that. And he's like, okay, no problem. But he did dispute with him because he's like, listen.
That's almost how she acted. And
well, hopefully it wasn't the same one. I mean,
this
was like a year ago.
I thought maybe we got disconnected, so I just I sent her a message on there, and I just explained, you know, Angie Leeds and that she had gone on there and requested a service and that they sent it to me to handle the service, if so be.
You know? You're like, sorry, my bad.
But,
you know,
basically, long story short, you know, that was like $20 that, you know, I don't get back just to get yelled at.
I would dispute it. Listen, you can dispute it with them and get a credit back.
And not only did I dispute that, I got this other job now down here, which this one seems to be, you know, a good one worth having type deal.
Good.
But they send me a lot of stuff that doesn't even make sense too, like that's really not what the service is and stuff that I gave them, and I've got to dispute those all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they accept them, sometimes they don't. But I think their pricing system's weird because it can be anywhere from $11 to $61 a lead. And some of that's asinine because, you know, some little jobs, I mean, it ain't even worth that, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I tell you. Wow.
Especially
now,
if it's just like a one-time little job, it's not a recurring job, then it really wasn't worth paying $40-$50 for the lead, you know.
No, it's not, because you gotta take into account, and this is what I tell people, your profit is what you make after you've paid your mileage, you've paid your, you know, like you've paid, you've put back what you spent
all
on gas, right? You're also taking into account your insurance, your licensing, any of that that you have. You're taking into account what you pay for advertising, what you paid for materials to do the job, what you paid your employees, and what you paid yourself. So whatever's left over is your profit, right? So it's got to make sense. If it makes sense to travel that
distance. Yeah, if you have to add too much to a job.
Mm-hmm.
Like something like that, say, you know, you're not going to lose the $20, so you add that to your bid, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Now, Colton, for the billing, the card that you're going to be using for the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Both.
Okay. How does your name read on it? Is it just Colton Cons, or is there like a middle initial?
Colton P for Patrick Con.
Okay. All right. And then now the company name, how does it read on there?
That's going to be listed underneath my other company name, which is AMX Van, V-A-N, Lines, L-I-N-E-S,
uh-huh.
Incorporated, I-N-C for Incorporated.
Okay. Is the Van Lines two words or one word?
Two words.
Two words. Okay, perfect. And then what's the billing address for that card?
So 87 Spots, S-P-O-T-T-S, Lane.
Uh-huh.
That's in Jersey Shore.
Uh-huh.
Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
17740.
Okay. Is that the same address that you also verified the business at?
That's my other address.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My other business is tied to that address, so.
Oh, okay. Got it. That makes sense. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It is a MasterCard.
And then what's the card number whenever you're ready?
5528.
Okay.
6963.
Uh huh.
0765.
Uh huh.
7806.
Expiration month and year?
05/27.
CVV code on the back.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm here. The CVV code on the back.
Okay. 767.
767. Okay. I'm not going to charge your card yet because I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification. It's for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise. Okay. Now, what it's going to do, Colton, it's going to outline our service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date, the amount. It's going to also state that it's a recurring charge. Now, we are going to ask you to at least stick it out 2 months, okay? I'm going to say that it's a two-month verbal agreement, but you are paying monthly. I'm going to also state in that voice verification that you can pause or cancel your account at any time. We're just going to ask you, just make sure you call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't get that charge, okay? Now, when I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you do not understand, you just stop me and say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I also want to put a security question on your account here with us, and it can either be the choice of your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
City that you were born in.
And what city were you born in?
Longview. L-O-N-G-V-I-E-W. V-I-E-W.
Got it. Okay. Now, the reason that we put the security question is when you start having more presence online, someone might call you that's trying to sell you other marketing, right? If you're ever unsure, like, is this local splash calling me? Always ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay, so that's why we do that. Okay? Now, I'm going to turn on the recording, Colton. Remember, if there's something you don't understand, just stop me so we can go ahead and review it and then rephrase it for you, okay?
All right.
So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google. So please state the name of your business.
AMX On and Landscape LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Colton Cons, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Colton, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, sometimes we know if we call you with an update, you're in the middle of a job, you can't just pick up the call. We're only asking that you at least respond within 24 business hours. Again, remember that you might start getting calls from other companies that are going to try to sell you other type of online products. They are not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $249 a month. And if you're ever unsure, you should always ask, what's my security question? Okay? If they hang up, you know it's not us calling. All right?
All right.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means here, okay, like we're aware you're doing Angie's, we're aware that you're running your Facebook ads and your Google ads, okay? So as I mentioned, because we're going to take over managing your Facebook ads, I would suggest that you stop doing them so this way you're not incurring more money, like more charges, right? Let us handle it on our end. But let's just say, any other marketing, like if you were to call us and say, hey, I'm thinking of doing Yelp, we would tell you, hey, we already created you a Yelp profile. We're not doing Yelp ads, but we created you the free profile, so you really don't need to do it, right? So just run it by us so that way we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to, okay? So that's what that means, all right?
No.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, okay, will be charged today's date, which is March 5th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, which means that your second payment will be charged, Colton, on the 5th of April, 2024, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment. So once the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day, in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number that I texted you. 877 635-6225. So that's why I suggested that you save that number in your contacts under Local Splash. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, all we ask is that you at least call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, hey, if I got to pause it or cancel it, I just need to call 3 business days before the 5th, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Now, what I'm doing now is I'm updating the package. In a couple minutes, you're going to get your receipt sent both to your email, and it's also going to be sent to you in a text message, and we'll go over that in a few minutes. The next thing that I want to do is I want to schedule your client interview. The client interview, we're going to block out an hour. You don't need to be in front of a computer, but this is where the magic is going to happen. You're going to speak with our technician about your keywords, about the areas we're targeting, the Facebook ads. And I want to schedule it at a time that's going to be convenient for you, Colton. So how does your schedule look for tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer something in the morning, afternoon?
Afternoon.
Okay. So let me tell you some times that I have available, and whatever time I give you is going to be in your time zone, and you let me know which one works for you. So I have appointments available 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
5 to 6.
5 to 6. Okay, perfect. So tomorrow we are going to call you from an 877 number. I just need you to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason when we call you, you're in the middle of something, you're like, hey, I'm on my way to a bid. Can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Just pick up the call and let us know. We're going to also send you a reminder an hour before your interview to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, okay, in case it slips your mind. And then I'm just going to go over a few notes with you so that way my technician knows where to start from. Now, if I'm not on a call already tomorrow or in a meeting, I'm going to be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician, okay? So I just sent you the email for your calendar invite. Now, when it comes to your services, right, do you want me to go off of what's listed on your website, or do you want to name it off to me, like what you want me to notate?
That's pretty much what's on my website.
Okay, so I'm going to just kind of go over it with you. Mowing and trimming. Anything that's a no, let me know. Mowing and trimming, tree and bush pruning, tree removal, landscape mulch, landscaping, dump bed hauling, stones, dirt, mulch, tree and yard, debris, junk removal, gutter cleaning, window cleaning, washing sidewalks, driveways, this is power washing, decks, stump grinding, hauling for big purchases and equipment that you needed hauled to your home or anywhere, it basically says, and then spring and fall cleanup. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know that was a mouthful, right? But I just want to make sure, you know, that I get everything in. Now, is this for both residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Both.
Both. Okay. All right. Awesome. Then I'll get this all going here. I'm going to put lawn maintenance too, right? That's a big one when people are searching. Okay. All right. Okay, now let's see here. You have the Facebook page. Are you licensed and insured or in the process? It's not a requirement. I just asked that to have it.
Yeah, I have my LLC and all the paperwork, and I have insurance too. I have the insurance set to start on April the 1st because typically work doesn't kick off till around then, but I can always adjust it.
Yeah, no worries. It's just so that they know, that's all. We just ask how to have it. I don't like missing anything on my notes. So, and then I'm putting here, okay, yep. The other thing I wanted to mention you, we could put a tracking number instead of it. You know how it shows right now, your physical phone number? We can actually put a tracking number that is linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. And this will allow you to track your calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls. Do you prefer that it just be your phone number listed there as it is now, or would you be interested in a tracking number?
I'd rather just have my regular phone number.
Okay, we're going to leave it as is. And then now with the Facebook ads, we could target up to a 50-mile radius. Do you want to keep it at 35, 30 miles? What's your preference?
Yeah, I'd rather keep it at 30, 35 for right now, because I just don't want people calling me that are 50 miles away to just do one job. You know?
Do you want me to put it at 35, and then if you need to scale it back to 30, we can?
Yeah.
Okay. And then when we're communicating with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text, all three? What's your preference?
Phone and text mainly.
Phone and text. Okay. And then what are your hours of operation? Let me look and see if it shows it on your Google profile. Google profile shows for me 7 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday is 7 to 12. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, 7 to 12 on Saturday. I know. Do you guys have a time change, too? Do you guys that? Time change?
Oh, yeah. Normally just all my stuff's electronic, so it normally just changes on its own.
Yeah. I know. I think this weekend our time changes. We spring forward, so I get extra hours sleep. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Now, what are your forms of payments? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal?
I take cash, check, and credit card, debit card.
Credit, debit. Awesome.
I got
okay.
So, like, my business account, like, set up, like, through Zen Business and everything. I
oh,
do my invoices
good.
Through there and give them a pay now button,
that's
you know?
That's so good. That's really good. I'm glad to hear that. And it probably makes it easier for your taxes, too, right?
Yeah, because it tracks everything.
That's awesome. Good for you. So we're almost done here. Colton, I don't know if you're still driving, but I needed you to find your receipt. But I want you to be careful. If you're driving, I'll at least tell you what you'll need to do. Okay? Once you're settled somewhere. Yeah. It'll say initial invoice, and it actually either came before or after the welcome one. We sent it to you in a text, and we also send it to you by email. Uh-oh, hope you're not getting sick there.
Yeah, I think I am. I think I'm getting a cough. Yeah, I've got an initial receipt here, so.
Okay, so just to let you know, so on there it'll say, Dear Colton, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please note that this is a recurring charge based on the notes, right? So there's a part on there that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You'll click on that where it says click here. Now, it's going to take you to a page that'll say at the very tippy top, Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Sure.
Now, do you see where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number listed there?
Yep.
There's these two little boxes underneath of it that I'll need you to check each box, so you'll just click in each box. One is saying that you agree to receive SMS, which is text messages, sent to your phone. The other one is just certifying that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is complete and accurate. And then at the bottom, where there's that little, like, kind of orange, reddish, it says sign. It's an arrow. In that box next to it, you're going to click in it and type in your name, Colton, space, P, no period, because it's super case sensitive. It doesn't recognize the symbols. And then you're going to type your last name, Cons, exactly as how it reads there. And then what you'll do is just, did it take you to a page asking you to enter username and password?
Yeah, it did.
Awesome. that's where you would go in and track your results with us. So right now we don't have the username or password yet because the technician's going to create that. So I need you to be on the lookout. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive this link in an email with the username and a password, and you can always update it to a password of your choice, okay? Now, 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories, and we'll send you your login credentials so you can track your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live. Those are going to be up and running, okay? Now, what we state in our terms and conditions that we sent you in writing, it states that the first page placement on Google, we always say 30 to 45 days. That's our promise. Many times I've seen it happen sooner. Now, because you already have the Google Business Profile, it's not like we're waiting for a pin code because you've already done that. It's a matter of you adding us on as managers. So it could possibly happen a lot sooner for you. However, we're also going to be sending you notifications to also keep you in the loop of the steps that we're completing. So we'll notify you when you're on the first page. We're going to notify you when you're coming up in the other directories. We're going to notify you when your Facebook ads are live. We're going to be keeping you in the loop of the steps that we're completing. Okay?
All right.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so super excited for you. I'm really excited. Did you have any other questions?
Okay. Nope.
All right, Colton. Well, thank you so much for your time. Remember, tomorrow we'll be calling you between 5 and 6. So hopefully I'm available because I love doing the introduction with the technician. That's one of my favorite parts.
Sounds good.
I think it's good. You know what I mean? Because you and I have already built rapport. And I just think it's just makes you feel more comfortable, right? When I'm able to say, hey, I got my tech on the phone who's going to take you the rest of the way. So that's why I love doing the intros. I think it's cool. But that's me, you know? Okay. Well, listen, I am really rooting for you for this bid. I really hope it goes through. Positive thoughts your way. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Drive safely. Have a blessed evening. Talk to you tomorrow.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.